George Quick, welcome to A Roundabout.
Thank you.
So this is your 90th season. And earlier this year, in honor of the fact that it's your 90th season, you put out this call to the public asking for people's opinions about some of your all-time greatest hits, so to speak, plays you've done in the past, performances you've done in the past that you could do again for the 90th season. What kind of reactions did you get from the public after you put out this call?
Well, the plays that we thought would be popular were indeed very popular. Things like The Odd Couple. One of my favorite responses was the big response for To Kill a Mockingbird. It's a season mostly of musicals and comedies, so the one drama really needed to be compelling to people. And that story is still very, very compelling to people.
Oh, yeah, particularly here in the South.
Yeah.
And so you've been around for 90 years now. Is this 90 consecutive years of performances? Have you ever had to stop for any reason?
It's 90 consecutive years of performances. The theater did fewer performances during the Depression and during World War II than they had done previously, but they never ceased producing since they came into being.
So that cliche, the show must go on.
Most definitely, yeah.
So it started in 1923. What can you tell me about what happened in 1923 that started it when it was originally the Chattanooga Little Theater?
Yeah, well, there was E.Y. Chapin, the banker. And another gentleman from the paper, whose name escapes me right now, but they decided, like many people did in the 20s, that the town needed a theater. And so they put together the charter, raised whatever money it was necessary to have to do that and get a small board of directors, and started with, you know, maybe one production a year. And as they slowly built the little theater, and that was part of a movement that was happening in the country at the time. It was people who really wanted to have that as part of their culture in their town.
Oh, that's really interesting, because that would have been in the roaring 20s. What was going on in America in general that people were suddenly interested in having community theater?
I think it has something to do with the fact that in that good economy, there were people who could afford to travel, go to New York, maybe even London, and experience theater and want to have that experience back home. And that's very much what was happening in the 20s, and that movement kind of caught fire all over the country.
And I understand that after the first few years of the little theater in the 20s, renting places, they finally got their home. It was an old fire hall that they paid $1 for.
Yeah, which is sort of a traditional thing as well. Near us, the Dalton Little Theater is in an old fire hall. they're good spaces because if they're not being used, they're good spaces for theater generally because they have to be big and open for the fire trucks. So they make a good second use as a theater.
And then the theater center was there for years and years and years. Then in 1962, moved to the current location on the North Shore. How many changes has the building itself undergone since first being there in 1962?
Well, in 1962, that neighborhood was quite different than the neighborhood it is now. And what was there was the two stages that we still have, the main stage and the Circle Theater. And there wasn't much else. So a little bit of building in between and a lot of the offices and costume storage, et cetera, were really part of the back – what's now backstage on the main stage. You had to climb out to the roof to get around. There's some great stories about what people had to do to make exits and entrances or to get up to certain lighting equipment. Back then, yeah,
wow.
Before then there weren't really any changes until the mid-90s when we had the build-out to what is now the Chattanooga Theater Center.
And just to gauge the impact of the theater center, I've heard that you have up to 50,000 people every year coming to these performances you're doing.
At our very height, which was before the economic downturn, we were up to 50,000 and we're climbing back up to that again now. Like every other performing arts organization, since the economic downturn, I'll call it, in 2008 when I got here, we are seeing it change. We are seeing an increase in the people that come. Our youth theater serves about 15,000 kids a year. And then we're serving probably 25,000 to 30,000 with the rest of our shows. So it's close to 50,000 again already in total.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking to George Quick, the executive director of the Chattanooga Theater Center. Their 90th season begins very soon, and you're starting the 90th season with The Secret Garden. Is this going to be the musical or non-musical version?
This is the musical version. The play was written by Marcia Norman, and the music is by Lucy Simon, who is Carly Simon's sister.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And her music for this show is very lyrical and very beautiful.
And The Secret Garden, it's about a 10-year-old orphan girl. It's based on a children's classic that's more than 100 years old. Who is this girl that's the protagonist of The Secret Garden? What's going on with her?
Mary, who loses her family in India and is brought to London to live with an uncle. Her prospects are quite dim as an orphaned young girl in 1906. But there she finds that there's this boy, Colin, who's living there. And through all kinds of things that happen, there's this garden that she discovers. And it's really – it's a transformational kind of story. So it has on one side of it a great deal of pain and grief and loss, but you go through that to get to the other side that is a knowledge and fulfillment that she gets, which is quite beautiful.
And this is one of the plays that the community themselves said, we'd like to see this one again.
Yeah, it is.
You've got so much history there, literally 90 years of history. Are you going to have any displays, exhibits, events, anything to really commemorate
it? We are planning on doing that. For our big gala on September 6th, we're really doing up the main lobby as kind of a manor dining hall in the way that it would be in the manor that Mary comes to live in England. But yes, throughout the year, we'll be celebrating our 90 years in different ways with different displays of photographs, articles, things like that, that people can look at. I imagine that we'll be scanning some stuff and putting it on our website so people can look at that. And the library here in town has a great history of everything that's happened at the Little Theater and Chattanooga Theater Center.
What is that website?
The website is theatercenter.com, and both theater and center are spelled a la French, R-E, instead of E-R.
Well, George Quick, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much.